Well, yes, there is a lot of smoke in the air today, and of course, wildfires are the culprit. And here's the paradox. To increase our chances of less severe wildfires over the long term, some smaller ones may have to be allowed in our near future. Well, that's according to Jessica Holofsky, a research ecologist with the University of Washington. She told me why wildfires are getting bigger and more intense in the Northwest.
Well, scientists have seen a close relationship between climate and fire. And the last 20 years or so, we've had increasing temperatures in the region and basically drier conditions. So we don't have more precipitation coming in the summer. What that means is we have drier fuels across the landscape. We have more evapotranspiration from the landscape that dries out the fuels, makes them more available to burn. So when there is an ignition, we get more fire.
And I understand how we manage our forests is also playing a role here. In the Northwest, what kind of policy moves have we made that's caused some controversy?
Well, forest management can affect the severity of fire. I mean, one of the biggest effects we've had on fire through our management is through fire suppression. So we've kept fire out of our forest ecosystems largely over since about World War II. So what that does is it results in the buildup of fuels in forests that historically experienced frequent fire, primarily the forests on the east side of the Cascades. And so when ignitions do occur, there's more fuel available to burn, and that can increase the intensity of the fire and then the severity, basically the biological effects of fire on the forest ecosystem. So we end up with more dead trees.
So, Jessica, I understand you and others think we may need to consider letting some smaller wildfires burn when they pop up naturally and not just immediately move to stamp them out. Why is that?
Well, what fires can do is reduce the fuels on the landscape, and they can do our job for us, and then we don't have to think about doing mechanical treatments on the ground with thinning and hazardous fuel treatments, because the fire basically takes care of that. It reduces the amount of fuel. So when a fire does come through an area that has burned in the recent past, the fire will either stop at the edge of that area or usually burns with lower severity. So it's a low intensity underburn instead of a higher intensity crown fire that moves from tree canopy to tree canopy.
Well, fires, I think by nature, are sometimes hard to control. And so I can only imagine what someone who has a home near public land in an area that's prone to wildfires might think of that kind of idea.
Yes, there is a certain amount of risk in using either wildland fire use or prescribed fire. And so our land management agencies will have to think carefully about when and where that happens. For example, managing a fire in a wilderness area might be lower risk than doing it right near the wildland-urban interface where we have homes right up against a forest where a fire might take place.
Jessica, it sounds like there's, well, at least two competing issues here. We don't want to put people or their homes in danger. But at the same time, over time, wildfires are getting more intense. So how do we solve a problem like this?
Yeah, well, part of it might be more acceptance of the effects of fire in terms of smoke and more public acceptance of having that come in small spurts, say in activities like prescribed fire versus very large fire events like we're seeing this summer.
Jessica, when you look at the trends, are you surprised at all by the worsening wildfires?
Well, I'm not. These trends are very much consistent with what we're expecting with climate change. So when we get these hot, dry summers and we've had very little rainfall since early May, these are the type of conditions where we get more wildfire.
Jessica Holofsky is a research ecologist at the University of Washington. Jessica, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.